One very practical way of helping the world's poorest people was taken last week with the inauguration at a ceremony in London of a financial scheme to raise funds for a mass immunisation programme for children in the developing world. The International Finance Facility for Immunisation will deliver $4 billion over the next 10 years to be spent on the immunisation of up to 500 million children in the world's poorest countries, immunising them against preventable diseases like polio, measles and diphtheria. As a practical sign of support for the scheme, Pope Benedict joined leaders of Britain's major faith groups in agreeing to buy the first six bonds for the immunisation programme. The Pope was represented at the inauguration ceremony in London by Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino, head of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. Cardinal Martino said the Pope was pleased to help light the way for others who might also wish to join him in empowering those living in poverty and providing them with the opportunity to build a better future. Veteran rock stars and anti-poverty campaigners Bono and Bob Geldof have also bought bonds in this innovative scheme to save millions of lives in the developing world.
If one can do it, it should be done. And therefore, I'm delighted that we're able to cooperate as a church in this very great endeavour.
Among Britain's religious leaders attending the inauguration ceremony was Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, head of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, and a keen supporter of this scheme right from the start.
Yes, this particular project, which means that $4 billion will be spent on immunisation against preventable diseases like polio, measles, diphtheria, and will save 5 million lives in the years up to 2015, and a further 5 million afterwards. And it's particularly aimed, of course, for children. And the fact that this immunization takes place, then if there's no doubt, it'll be of enormous benefit to nations and peoples who are in great need. So I think the project has the support of the Holy See, which has been engaged in cooperation with our own Chancellor here, Chancellor Gordon Brown, who has been the driving force behind this. But the Holy See has had a very beneficial and helpful role in all this. And so I'm delighted that the Holy Father has also indicated his support in a very practical way by buying a bond as a token of the Church's support for this endeavour.
You also had many other faith leaders from there in Britain on hand for this launch, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, it was very much an interfaith project, because apart from Cardinal Martino, President of the Justice and Peace Council, there was also the Archbishop of Canterbury, leaders of other faith communities, Muslims and Sikhs and the Jewish community. So very much, I think, a coming together for a cause that everybody of any kind of belief in God, but also in being of benefit to others, particularly the poorest countries, were in accord with each other.
You also had your old friends Bob Geldof and Bono there. They're very much behind this initiative as well, aren't they? It's really a way of catching, I suppose, public attention, isn't it, for this important initiative?
Well, I think so. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the countries of the G8, the very rich countries, can do much more in terms of finance and help for the poorest nations. And I think our own Chancellor here is to be congratulated on this particular initiative, which is possible. If one can do it, it should be done. And therefore, I'm delighted that we're able to cooperate as a church in this very great endeavour. It was very interesting, actually, that on the very day, reading in the breviary of the readings of the day was about the council's document on the church and the world and the need for everyone to cooperate in justice and peace for the needy.
Deus Caritas Est, the encyclical, came out earlier this year, made it very clear that it's a Christian's responsibility to work for charity and work for the poor.
Another participant at the inauguration ceremony was Chris Bain, director of CAFOD, the London-based Catholic Agency for Overseas Development. He told my colleague Ema McCarthy how the idea for this immunisation funding project first came about.
The idea for selling bonds probably originated in the Treasury of Britain and was a sort of personal initiative of the Chancellor, Gordon Brown. I think he, like many of us, were frustrated that we weren't going to get the aid quick enough to make a real difference. And so he said, with his contacts in the city, can we find a way of front-loading some of this money that's needed now through a bond system, by using the money markets in a sort of an ethical bond way? And this idea was born in that way, and it became known as the International Finance Facility, and it was tried out on a number of people. The Vatican's involvement was there right from the beginning, really, because in February 2004, Cardinal Cormac, who got to know the Chancellor very, very well, suggested to the Justice and Peace Commission, how about a conference on financing development? And this took place and hosted by the Justice and Peace Commission. Gordon Brown came over, a few of us came over with him, and he basically presented the idea to this conference within the church, who were very, very receptive to it. So in some ways, we're seeing the fruits of that sort of work of the British Treasury, Cardinal Cormac, and the Justice and Peace Commission, and it came to fruit yesterday in this launch of the new IFF immunisation bond.
It's quite an innovative programme in itself. Well, what exactly are the sale of these bonds going to finance?
Well, it is innovative. I mean, in some ways, part of me as a development professional would say, why don't the governments give us the money now, you know, not spend it on other things? But that's not the real world. The real world is there are always hard decisions about government spending. So the bond idea was to say, can we borrow the money off the finance market at a low rate, which can then be used to spend on something which needs the money now? And certainly one area that needs the money now is immunization of children. You know, it's estimated that something like 30,000 children die a day from preventable diseases. And something like this bond could actually immunize 500 million children over 10 years and actually save 500,000 lives every year through just an immunization program. And it's going to be implemented through an organization called Gavi, which is the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, which has got this global program of immunizing children on diseases like polio, measles, and diphtheria. So it can actually allow, you know, up to 500 million children over the next 10 years lives to be saved. It's quite an important initiative.
Chris, to the average person sitting at home in their armchair watching the television and perhaps seeing an advertisement for some charity organization, perhaps one thought that would cross their mind is, surely isn't it easier for me just to give money directly to charity rather than go out and buy a bond? Why should people opt for this, for buying bonds, first of all? And secondly, if one did want to get their hands on one of these bonds, how and where would they do so?
I don't think this bond replaces all the wonderful charitable work that people should be doing and the support to organisations like the various Caritases around the world. I think it's an additional way in which institutions in particular or organizations in particular could give support to this particular project. Deus Caritas Est, the Pope's first encyclical, talked about charity and love being at the center of our faith. So I think it would be important for people still to support their charities because they do great work. But if they want to think about another way of buying a bond over a period of time, then that's an alternative way of doing things, not actually a replacement.
As you said there in your answer, this is really focused more towards the institutions, governments, banks, large corporations, to try and involve them perhaps more directly in charity. Yesterday, at the launch of this programme, we saw really the most eclectic group of people buying the first bonds. You yourself were there. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I think it was a wonderfully, you know, sacramental event actually yesterday, because what you had is all the church leaders from Britain plus Cardinal Martino, head of the Justice and Peace Commission in the Holy See, representing Pope Benedict. You had huge numbers of business people from it was right in the middle of the City of London, you know, the center of you know, in many ways, European finance. So it was incredibly symbolic, bringing together Cardinal Martino representing Pope Benedict, Archbishop of Canterbury, the chief rabbi, Jonathan Sacks, the leaders of the Muslim, Hindu, and Sikh communities of Britain, all together buying the first set of bonds. It was incredibly significant and very, very moving. And it shows how the faith community can get together and express their faith through this form of charity and through this form of work. And I thought it was incredibly powerful, and the whole event was wonderful.
Yesterday, they said they hoped that the first bond issue would raise up to $1 billion. Was that, to your best of your knowledge, Chris, was that sum raised?
It was raised twice over, apparently, according to the Chancellor, Chancellor Brown, that it had been more than subscribed already. So that's very, very positive that actually it's caught the imagination of investors to have these bonds. I do take your point earlier on, though, that in some ways this initiative cannot be seen as a replacement for international governments taking their responsibility to achieve the development goals. It cannot be seen as a replacement for that. So we'll still be putting the pressure on the G8 countries in Berlin next year, on the European Union, to actually make sure that aid, that finance for development, that trade justice are an important part of the future global society we're in, so that we can eradicate poverty, and not just talking about saving some children's lives, by saying even all children's lives. So for me, it's a first step of doing this, and we will still try to hold those world leaders to account to deliver their promises of last year.
Chris Bain, the director of CAFOD, Britain's Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, and earlier you heard Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, head of the Catholic Bishops' Conference in England and Wales.